What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Art of Craftsmanship Podcast. My name is Dustin O'Hara and I'm here with my brother and co-host Devin.
Hello.
Hey. Good evening, Devin. We're recording a little earlier tonight. It's about just about 6 o'clock. Lights going dim outside. We got a snowy evening. What do you got for us on this cold evening, Devin?
The more man meditates upon good thoughts, the better will be his world and the world at large. Having said that, would you like to hear my views on what's going on in America right now?
No, I wouldn't.
All right, moving on.
All right.
Well, you know what? I do have some serious views. This snow,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, this is wild snow stuff, talk. Man. Snow talk, I know. It's what everything else on the internet is about right now. So we could talk about one of the two biggest topics on the internet right now, and the biggest of them is this crazy snowstorm in the East Coast.
I'm not going to curse myself by saying it's not as bad as we thought it would be, because my power is going to go off the second I say that. But so far, it's okay. Knock on, you can hear me knocking on wood. So that's...
Yeah. Well, I mean, especially for Maryland, they actually were expecting us to switch over to like freezing rain earlier in the day. Mm-hmm. From what I've read on, you know, whatever random, like all sorts of different meteorologists are posting on Instagram and Facebook and whatnot. But it seems like what was proposed or what we thought was going to happen is like it's staying a little colder, so things are staying more into sleet and like ice rather than freezing rain.
Yeah.
So it'll be less like ice on power lines and stuff,
right.
And
yeah,
tree branches.
That's nice. So I really, since we haven't had much of a, so I'm trying to adjust my headset so I can hear myself talk a little bit.
Yeah.
I haven't figured it out after 230 episodes. The right balance. I'm really dialing in.
A little inside baseball and podcasting.
Devin always has one ear off so he can hear himself.
He does, yeah. He doesn't have the monitor.
You know, to hear yourself ears. Come back. Which I have more in my Xbox headset than I do on this stupid thing, so I don't know. Over there, guy. To the left. Swing around.
Yeah, right here, yourself. Well, that's one of the things. It's kind of a weird thing about, you know, podcasting and recording with headphones on is that you're like hearing yourself in your ears, which is like very clear. And then it can affect how close you are to the microphone or how far away you are. So it's important to make sure that your monitor is turned up the correct amount. So that way you don't lean in really close.
Yeah, right.
I can't hear myself, so I'm going to lean in really close. And then it's weird,
We end up doing sometimes on Four Brothers because everyone starts talking. Yeah. So you lean in more so you can hear yourself through your headset. It's just like blasting everyone out.
Yeah, you can't hear anybody. You can't hear yourself because everyone's laughing.
I have something to say. I'm going to say really loud now.
Sorry, that's what makes it fun. So, go ahead. So you're excited about the storm.
Oh, yeah, the storm. Preparation. So we have a generator that Dad gave us 2 years ago. He said, don't buy one. I got one. You know, that's always it's a good thing, but it's also the kiss of death. It's like, I don't want your second one. God knows what's wrong with it. Now, the only thing was, I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but the hoses and a lot of the connections were just rotted through.
Right.
It's old enough. Yeah. It's probably, whatever, 10, 15 years old.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, I can get some hoses. And I was just like, you know what? I think we need a generator. Like, I'm just going to get a new one, you know?
Yeah, right.
So that's what I did. I was like, all right. And it's this was 2 days ago. So I was like, oh, man, like, good luck to me.
Yeah, right.
Looking for a generator before a snowstorm. It's like trying to find a, I don't know, what's a
gallon of there? Milk. Right. Yeah. Loaf of bread.
It's like trying to find toilet paper in a bathroom.
Yeah, right.
After you took a shit. Generator. Okay, yeah. Let's see who's got it, Walmart, whatever. And, you know, you can spend a bunch. And I, like any good father preparing for the end of the world, looked for the cheapest possible version I could find.
Yeah, they're all the same. They're all made in the same factory. They're all different labels on them.
Right. But I was like, well, really, I was like, which one can I go in and get? And it turned out it's Harbor Freight, like the Predator brand. They've got a whole line of them. So I was like, well, I'll just get one of those because it was, I mean, it's still, the price was, I think, $500 or $480, so it's still a lot.
Right.
Like, yeah. I still got to put out some cash for something that I may or may not use. So I went and got it, and sure enough, I walk in, and like 9 out of 10 of them are just sold out.
Yeah, right.
But luckily, the size I wanted was kind of a small one, which is like I think it's like 4,500 volts or watts or whatever. So it can basically turn on a few electronics and a couple heaters. You know what I mean? Or maybe just a fridge. You know, so it's like, but it's enough to hold up in a room in a snowstorm when it drops down to negative. You know, that's all we really want.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Is, hey, we got this. I can turn on it and we can turn on space heaters and have, you know, a few electronics and stuff on if we want.
Right. Yeah.
And so I got one and there was a bunch of people in that aisle. We're all looking. So I like, before I even, like, went, because I had to get other stuff, I was like, oh, I want, like, the attachments and this and that, you know, a couple extra
extension cords.
New extension cords and power strips, because those go bad, you know.
Surge protectors, yeah.
But I went and bought it real quick, you know, because there's a million people there. I was like, I'm going to buy it first.
You went up to it and licked it, you're like.
Yeah, I had the ticket. I was like, yeah, I'll take it, thanks. And then I went back and shot for the rest of my stuff.
Nice.
And then I went to the back, and it was just line of trucks just pulling up and getting generators. Jeez. So anyway, so I got that, and that's. Yeah. But also, then I'm like, these are things you don't really think about until you have to think about them. It was. Yeah, right. I was like, well, shit, I don't want it out in the snow. You know, because it is. I mean, they can, but they're still, you're attaching extension cords to them on the side of it. You know, you don't just want that, like, in the weather if you can help it.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So I was thinking, what can I make for it, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I kind of rigged it. We have an old dog crate, you know, the shell of it that we haven't been using. I was like, oh, I'll stick it in there and just put a tarp over most of it, you know, on three sides and a little bit of air gap off, under it. And it's working perfect. So that's what we got.
Nice.
We got it in the dog crate outside because we were going to put it on the covered porch. But everything I read, you know, they're all like, oh, that could blah, 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 and go in your windows and, you know, all that stuff. Even though it's a covered porch, but it's totally open, you know.
Right. It would have been fine on that porch.
So I don't think it is, whatever. But every start reading things. And
everyone's
like, don't do it. You could do it. Someone does. You're like, all right, fine. So that's what we got going on outside. Nice. I got 5 gallons of gas in it and an extra 5 sitting on the side just in case. So that could give me like 30 hours I need if I
Where is it outside?
On the brick patio part. Just next to the steps. So it's only
15 feet from the house or something.
You know, it's only 5 feet farther than if I would put it up on the porch.
Right,
But for some reason I had this image in my brain of the carbon monoxide rising and then sitting in the roof.
Oh, in the roof.
And then going into the windows where we sleep. Yeah. For some reason, I just kept seeing that, even though I don't even know if that's how it works.
Right.
I know some gases can get caught up in somewhere, but I don't know if that's how.
Yeah. That's all right. That's, you know, that's
maybe it's
what's it called, like intuition or whatever.
Maybe, you know? Even if it's some dumb, sometimes you just go like, well, maybe I'll listen to that thought.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Anyway, so we got it out there, and hopefully I don't have to use it, because I'd like to sit and watch a movie with the wife tonight, but we'll see if that's how it goes.
Yeah, I have, so because our house is gas, and we have a, we don't have a furnace, we have a, what's it called, a boiler. Mm. So the heat in my house is completely independent from electricity.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So, like, and it was really weird. When we were looking at it the first time, I was like, how was any of this, like, because even, like, there's a little electronic box right near the pilot light, and it has this little teeny, like, it's an electronic starter. But even that isn't powered. It's, like, it's powered by the heat of the furnace or something. Like, there's enough heat generated to make, like, the little pilot light come on. And even if that, for some reason, that didn't work or something, you know, we could always light the pilot light. But because the whole system is completely, yeah, it's, like, not, it's not hooked to electricity at all. So, like, that's, if, awesome, you know, if electric goes out, I still have heat in my house. And that's all you need, you know.
It's that, like, old, it's that old school, like, fix when, yep, they just had to do it that way.
Right.
And then we, yeah, just, exactly, keep adding things that will all fail at once if things ever fail. But then you got the old school, like, oh, it can just, wow, they figured it out.
It just goes, yeah, it'll just keep going.
You burn as this as long as the gas or whatever, doesn't stop. And it, yeah, it warms, right, things up. And,
yep. And our hot water heater as well is gas, but I think, I can't remember if that one is hooked to electric, yeah, or not. You, but know, either way, when, like,
right,
you know,
when things, yeah, like that, this happen, it's, it really does make you think about what you'd like to have.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's like the insurance thing. Like, man, if I had a wood stove, you know, yeah, like I used to, or if I had a pellet stove or, mm-hmm, a fireplace, like a lot of places have, you go, oh, this is why it's great. You know,
when, yeah, these, right, happen, you know? I had that thought too. I was like, well, if our power does go out, I do technically have a fireplace. I was like, yeah, I haven't used it. So we moved since we moved in, and we probably should get it cleaned. And
might light before, the house on fire, but
yeah. But in the pictures that they posted of the house when it was for sale, there was a fire in was the fireplace. Well, when I came, yeah, well, that's the thing that fake I thought news too. I was like, maybe it's AI. But then when we came to the house, there was like a log in the fireplace that was burnt. Sure. So I was like,
you probably should still get it clean, but.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't do it unless it was like an absolute emergency. You know, like it,
yeah,
power went out for really multiple days. Yeah, exactly. It's like, also, then it's like worth the risk. You know, maybe. I don't know.
And also, but, you guys are in a more populated area, so you could just walk somewhere with heat, or, you know, exactly, it wouldn't be, right, the end of the world.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, and I've been shoveling all day. And I had that thought a couple of days ago. I was like, well, I'll just get out a couple times throughout the day and shovel, because if we are going to get, you know, upwards of 12, like early in the week it was calling for 22 to 28 inches and stuff. It's like crazy amount of snow that, right, we possibly would have gotten if the if that, like, band of, I guess it must be warmer air up high in the atmosphere that's pushing in, because it's like below it's been below freezing all day in Maryland, and, yeah, you know, even, but I guess it must be where
I think that's how it works. Yeah, yeah, kind of up top it.
Right, like changes over up in the atmosphere where, yeah, you would think it would be colder, but maybe there's warm air coming in above or something. But yeah, so they've been calling earlier in the week that we weren't going to get as much sleet. And so, like, the potential that all the sleet that started around in our place here where I am in Rushtown, it started around like 9:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. Like, it started to switch over to, mm-hmm, sleet. But if it would have really snowed didn't last all day, long. Yeah, 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 it would have been just like sleet. You know, we would have had multiple more inches of snow.
So, but I'm all right with, yeah, it. Like, the kids can still play. We didn't go out today because, yeah, it was so damn windy. And by the time, yeah, Kate, right, and I got done shoveling and doing all that, you know, had other things to get done, and we're just like,
yeah,
all right, we took turns going out and shoveling.
Right. Yeah, I just I went out around 8 o'clock, and I've been, so people who are following along on Instagram will have seen that I've been posting throughout the day, like, measurements, like Maryland, you know, snow amount measurements. And so I put a stake in the ground. It goes up to 29 3/4 inches, just in case. yeah, so I went out this morning at 8 o'clock, and it was like 5.5 inches or so. And then by the time I finished shoveling, it was 9:30, and it was like 6.5 inches. So it had, like, snowed an inch, you know, in that amount of time, in that hour and a half that I was. And that was like, and then at 9:30, that's like right before I went in at 9:30, I started to, like, feel and hear the freezing rain, the sleet, you know. So, right, it was like, man, if it had just, like, continued snowing, that was like snowing an hour, you know, it's like, what's that, 3/4 of an inch or something, yeah, every, you know, every hour. So, yeah. But I did post that video, or I had that thought, because there's a guy, Travis Pennington, and his Instagram is Forcible Cure. And he's an axe guy. He does a bunch of axe content, the guy that I follow. And he posted a video of himself trying to put a stake in the ground outside of his house. I think it was like on Thursday night or Friday night. I can't remember exactly. Maybe Friday night. And he's like, it's just him. And it's, you know, it's dark out. So everything in the background is black except for like the ground around him. It's no snow. And he's like, he's got this, you know, maybe 24-inch dowel that's, you know, whatever, half inch. And he's like hitting it into the ground. And he's like, taps it in right in the middle of the frame. And he goes, rock. And he moves over like 4 inches and he taps it in again. And he goes, rock. And it's like, and he did like multiple times in a row. And he keeps hitting rocks. And, he's, and then eventually he like finds a spot and he hits it in. It's like a little crooked, but it goes in whatever, 2 or 3 inches. And that video went viral. And I actually look it up now, but like I saw that video and I was like, oh, that's kind of funny. You know, I was like, that's funny. He's hitting rocks and rocks. And I didn't even think about it until like the next day. And then I saw someone else post, like another video of them. It was another axe guy posted a video of himself, like hammering, you know, another stake in the ground, red beard, knife and tool, red beard. And so like, and then it was like, but that was a response video to Travis's. And so like, then like, and then somebody else posted and I was like, oh, well, I should now put something up. You know, I was like, let me jump on the bandwagon and post something. Let's see, right now that video has 167,000 likes on it. Holy, what does it have on views? Hold on, let me see. It has, come on, let me see his reels. It has 7.4 million views.
That's great.
I know, it is great, right? It was like, I was like, good, like, well done, you know, because like most of his videos before that, you know, his reels have 1,000 or like sometimes he'd have like a good one that might have like 4,000 or 5,000 or 10,000, you know, like
kind of just normal numbers for,
yeah, yeah, right, exactly, just like normal axe content dude, you know, like a good guy. And then he hits this one and it's got 7.4 million views now. And like I love it, it's great. So he's posted throughout the day, like him putting other stakes in the ground, trying to get them to stick and stuff, and doing like updates on it. But
ride that gravy train.
I know, right?
Like, heck, yeah, man. My well channel done. Content is just putting stakes in ground now. That's what yeah, I do.
Exactly. Rock, rock, rock.
Anyone who's great. Ever been camping knows that. Trying to,
yeah, right, exactly. Trying to hit the stakes in.
Anyone who's tried to build anything where you have to drop anything into the ground.
Yeah, right.
A fence or a deck.
Yeah.
But. Nice, but yeah, snow's been fine. We'll be playing it. It'll be cold all week, so the kids will have chances to go, and we'll find somewhere to sled because our yard stinks. That's the only thing I wish I had. You know, a pellet stove and a sloped part of the yard.
That'd be nice. You know, I'm not asking for much. Yeah, we have Baltimore City Schools has closed tomorrow, and Baltimore County Schools has already closed for Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy, like preemptive, yeah, we'll see.
I'll be home because I don't know if I can, I guess I can, I won't say any information. There's one patient at Caitlin's work who still wants to come in tomorrow, so she's going in. I was like, hey, man, you got one person, just don't come. Like, I don't know if they know or if it's like a point of pride, like, I'll be there, don't you worry. And it's not like a big thing, it's just, you know, she runs tests for people and does some other things, so it's like something that can easily be rescheduled,
right,
you know.
But she's going in.
She's going in.
She has the, you guys have the, is she taking the RAV4 or will she take the truck
right now? The truck is pointing out, is the closest to the road.
Gotcha.
We've shoveled and cleared it, so she can just take that, whatever, but both are good. Right now the truck has newer tires. Like, we gotta get the tires replaced in the RAV4. Yeah. But the RAV4 eats through snow too, so
yeah. All wheel drive. Yeah.
All wheel drive. It's hybrid, so it's that low center, like it just plows through. I've never had any issues.
Nice thing also about all wheel drive is that it's like it reacts automatically.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like it's gonna drive in two wheel and also two wheel front wheel, I'm assuming.
Yeah, like the the truck is slippy. Like all trucks are in two wheel drive.
Right, exactly.
Just lighten that back end. So you will feel it slide a little bit. You'll do a little Tokyo drift around things if you're not careful. But like I said before on the Four Brothers podcast, when I did, I've driven it a few times in the snow down through the yard to like check with the chickens just on a loop for fun. It does. It feels like it nasty grippy. Like it feels like it's all four wheels are like crawl, like grabbing and crawl. Like it feels really good.
I have tried my four wheel drive on my truck, which the F-150 is the first truck I've ever had with the four wheel drive.
Yeah,
it was pretty cool. I did have in high school. I had the Suzuki Samurai, which was kind of fun because that one had locking hubs. So to put it into four wheel drive, you had to get out and like lock the front hubs or whatever, and then it would crawl. But it's been fun because there have been a couple times in the last month or two where we've got a little bit of snow, and so the parking lot next to my driveway is just hilly enough when I drive out that like the back wheels want to slip, you know, to try to get up out of it. So just flip it into four wheel drive, like in the cab, just clink up on the road. Oh, so nice. And then, it's like get out on the road and then just flip it back into two wheel. But it was nice to have.
Yeah. It's like I had a Ranger once and it only had two wheel and it was so little and light. It just wouldn't, I'd get on a patch of anything and it would just not move. I'm like, come on. Right.
Yeah, it's a no way.
2 feet and it's just brutal.
Yeah, I remember putting like big logs and stuff in the back of my truck right over the wheel wheels just to add weight to the back. Right. Yeah, in winter. Yeah. It's like, I need something back there. You know, you hope it's like if it snows, you're like, all right, sweet. The back of my truck's going to be full of snow. Mm-hmm. You get actually a couple extra 100 pounds back there.
But yeah. Okay, we can always come back to that. I want to jump around a little bit. Update on a nerd update.
Yeah.
So we made it through. For those who don't know, I took my daughter to go watch all three Lord of the Rings.
Nice.
I'm glad I did it actually last weekend because obviously this weekend is probably screwing a lot of people's. It's only two weekends, like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Right.
So a lot of people who are trying to do it this weekend, they're probably getting screwed right now. It went great. We made it through all three.
Dang, 3 days in a row, all three.
She's five, and she went three movies in a row, and they were all at least 3 hours. Return of the King is 4 hours and 20 minutes.
Holy cow, really?
Yeah.
Man, the extended version is 4 hours and 20 minutes.
I don't know. There was the start of each movie, Peter Jackson was there, and he did like a little story or would talk talked for like 10 minutes.
Right.
So maybe they added that to it? But yeah, that's the runtime was that. That's what it said. And they were long.
Jeez.
the first movie.
Yeah.
Maeve was super pumped. Every night I filled her in with everything I could. Not spoil it. Remember, these are the characters. This is what's happening. This is why they're doing it. Very basic. She's five. I'm trying to give her the most basic version of what the ring is and what people are doing and why they're trying to destroy it. Like, it's this nasty thing that they're trying to get rid of because it'll make people safer. And, like, it's that type of thing. And some people want it, and it almost makes them sick. They want it so bad. Mm. So people start to get sick and start to do mean things that they might not normally do, like trying to explain this stuff.
That's great.
So we're watching it, and then I swear the hobbits. It wasn't even all the hobbits. It was Frodo and Sam. They weren't even out of the Shire. I think it's when they first start walking out of the Shire. She goes, "Can we go home now?"
Oh man,
is it almost over? I was like, "Oh good lord, we're 45 minutes in." You know, I was like, "This is gonna be like, no, darling, you have 15 hours left of this." Sorry, but she did that a few times. But she would get back into it, and she wasn't too squirmy and not too loud. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of snacks and stuff we never have.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, our kids just don't drink soda.
Right.
And they don't have many snacks. It's just, you know, that's just how it is.
Yeah.
It's easier to do it that way because, you know, how we grew up, we had all that crap, and now we fight with it at getting older. Like, we have this sweet tooth, and, like, we want all that crap. Like,
yeah, man. Same thing with Corinne. Like, we just never really had those, like, type of snacks in the house. Right. And it wasn't an issue. It was, like, there was always lots of healthy stuff. You know, like, you want some baby carrots? Like, you want some whatever? Like,
and I'm not, I'm not, I feel like it's just more of an 80s thing in some households. And just also our dad had a sweet tooth. So if he wanted stuff, it'd be in the house. And you can't, like, deny it from four boys. Yeah. So. But anyway, Caitlin doesn't have that, so she doesn't really. So I don't know how many times she's ever had a real full-size box of any candy. You know what I mean? Even if I get her a candy bar or something, it's like half of something, you know? Like, here's two Kit Kats, and that's like a lot. So I got our whole movie-sized box of Sour Patch Kids.
Nice.
And we had a giant soda, full-size, you know, large, crazy soda.
Yeah.
And a bucket of popcorn.
Yeah.
And I was just like, have whatever you want. Mm-hmm. We're going to make through it. Like, you're going to need a little, like, caffeine buzz you've probably never had in your life because you've never had more than, like, three sips of soda at a time, you know?
And it's also, it's just like, you know, it's an event, too. Right. You know, it's like, you're splurging, man.
It's all fun. Like, this is a thing. This is where you can hide and eat a bucket of popcorn and, like, a million pieces of candy. Like, it's okay.
Right, yeah. We're here for this reason.
And like, it's an exciting thing, and I just want it to be fun and... Like, you know, so that's what it was. And she went through it and, like, did good, wasn't very squirmy. There was, the first night was a smaller theater, and there were people, like, on either side of us. But they're big recliners, so there's some room, you know. It's not as bad as it used to be, you know, when you were right next, like, in stadium seating.
Right, yeah.
So there was room, and the woman was nice. Nothing really, you know, she was, I made sure she was quiet.
Right.
If she would have got too loud or started crying or something, we would just go. But she never did. And then it worked out really great.
Did she, like, ask you questions and stuff throughout?
Yeah, there was a few. I was like, look, we don't talk in the theater. It's not nice to talk in the theater. Other people are trying to watch. But if you have questions, you can whisper them into my ear.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, yeah.
And that's what we do. And when there were subtitles, I would whisper her to her kind of. What was happening?
Yeah.
You know, being an elfish or whatever.
But
it was great. And there's a few times she was like cheering things on, which was fine. I let her do that.
Yeah.
But it's like loud moments. And like, go Gandalf, like that type of thing. Or she would like cheer when something happened. She was cheering in the right place. So I let her do that. You can cheer if you want, you know. But yeah, she loved it. She made it through all of them. That was great.
Yeah.
It was really fun. And I was so happy to do it with her and proud that she did good. I mean,
yeah,
it was very fun.
Yeah. I wonder how much she'll remember, you know, when she gets older. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously she'll remember the event, right? She'll remember like things, you know, she'll probably remember like the box of candy and, but like, you know, and obviously it's one of those things about memories is kind of cool. It's like, you know, you have these like memories in your head, but then you've filled in all the cracks with pictures and what people have told you, and so all that stuff comes together to make like an event. You know, we took Corinne to Disney World when she was 5.
Yeah.
And she doesn't remember much, but there are some things she does remember, you know. And so like that's fun, and obviously she's seen pictures, so it's like all those things fill in the gaps. But I did right before we started the podcast, I was here and Deb and I were chatting, and you put Maeve on, you put the headphones on, and she was talking with me. She's like, hello, this is Maeve. I was like, hi Maeve. But I asked her what her favorite part was, and she said the fire dragon. She's like, the fire dragon. Maybe you asked her what her favorite part was, but I was like, nice, the Balrog, that's awesome. And she goes, and you were like, what did Gandalf say? She said, you shall not pass. It was awesome. I was like, yes, it's great.
Yeah, she remembered it. You know, it's epic. It's wild what to remember too.
Yeah.
Like, and she does have a good memory for things. She'll randomly bring up stuff like, remember when I was 4 and I did this, or I was 3. Sometimes she gets the ages wrong, but she will bring up that we've done this camping and these people were here and they talked about that, like, randomly. When you're like, wait, you remember? It's like, you know, they really start holding on to stuff. You're like, oh, that did happen.
Yeah.
Like, my old mind like forgets. I'm like, what? Caitlin's like, oh, she's talking about this. I was like, what? How does she remember?
Right, exactly.
But
special things that stick.
Right, just do that type of stuff. It was like I said, really fun. I was proud. And now, my thoughts about the movies. They're great. Fellowship is the best by far. I won't say by far. It is a complete story. The other two are like the continuing adventures of.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like Fellowship as a standalone movie. Like if you only had to watch one, and obviously kind of you have to watch the first one to know how the story starts.
Yeah.
But like you could just show that to someone and be like, because it's so good. And it, you know, there's more of a journey, but they kind of wrap things up and there's, there's stakes in it. And, Boromir, he might be like my favorite character in the first one. Because he is, it like, he's much more, there's real interesting stakes behind Boromir. And the older I get, the more I'm like, you know, when you first hear about or learn the story, he's just kind of a bad guy. He's a traitor.
Right.
Kind of. You know what I mean? But the older you get, you go, well, no, you realize the ring, it's doing that to him. But he's also someone really desperate to save his people.
Yeah. Yep.
Really, who's been through so much and has fought so much. And the things he says are almost always right. He's like, look, we're the only ones fighting.
Yeah.
No one else is fighting. You don't know what it's like. We are constantly, I'm losing people left and right. His father's putting pressure on him to do the right thing and blah, 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 and bring the ring back for the city because they're so close to this stuff. They're constantly fighting. Right. And then in the second one, they show some of that stuff. Like, or maybe this isn't the first one. No, I think in the second one, extended editions.
Right.
They show him in what, like Osgiliath and somewhere, or not Osgiliath. What's outside of Minas Tirith?
It's Osgiliath.
Okay. They show him in there fighting and him with his brother and all the things, the pressure is putting on him. And, you know, and also Boromir doesn't know any of these people.
Right.
He doesn't know these hobbits. He's barely even heard of hobbits. So why are we trusting them? We are so desperate that I'm going to lose everything I know. And this is a weapon that maybe we can use, you know?
Right. And then everything is just standing on this hobbit, you know, like,
right. He doesn't want to roll. Foolish. Bring it to us. Our army will protect it.
Right. Yeah.
And maybe we can get rid of it later. Like, you know, it all kind of makes sense. Obviously Gandalf and, but the hobbits don't even really know what it will do to them either. They're just... Really, Frodo is kind of doing it out of his own selfishness. He's doing it kind of as a righteous thing, but I can't really remember how the book put it. But in the movie, you know, he's getting pulled to it, not necessarily by his own good heart.
Right, yeah.
He's being pulled to it because it's calling to him.
Yeah, right. It's doing what it's going to do to anybody. Yeah.
Right. So he wants it just like anyone else.
Yeah.
Luckily, the hobbits are kind of stout at heart, which isn't really explained in the books, which was explained. Or no, I don't know about the books, but I just read The Hobbit recently.
Yeah.
And you understand he wants Bilbo to be the thief just because he's kind of filling in holes so people accept him. But hobbits are really good at being sneaky and just not being seen.
Right. Quiet.
It's like this little secret power they have. So if anyone could do that, it has to be the hobbits because that is their, which isn't, they kind of are like fumbling, stumbling goofballs in the movies.
Right. Yeah. Right.
But in the book, they are very sneaky when they need to be. They just aren't seen, like kind of like hobbits in a hobbit hole or like rabbits. You know, you just don't see them until you do.
Yeah, right.
If they don't want to be seen, they're not seen.
Right, exactly. Yeah, very quiet. Like they do say in the books, like the only member of the Fellowship that was quieter than the hobbits is Legolas. You know, he's just like walking on air, basically.
Right, but, you know? Yeah, so the elves don't care. They're leaving. They said, fuck this. We're not staying around. The dwarves are just, they're fighting in their own way, apparently. You know, they're like, they are fighting, but they're not really around either. Is it whoever says, like, oh, they're just like greedy hiding in their holes?
Yeah, right. So
the best people with the biggest right to it probably is... Is Gondor.
Yeah, because they're the only ones really fighting
against. Boromir's kind of right.
Yeah.
But then he, and at the at the end of it, you do see his heart that that saves who he can at the time he can. And the first movie is the best because I love the beginning of any story. You know, I love that build up to going on the adventure, and then they have it. And then I love like a traveling movie too, you know, on an adventure, traveling through lands is great.
Yeah, yeah.
But the stakes are there with Boromir and with Gandalf, if you don't know. But you kind of in that movie go like, wow, and anybody could be gone now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, spoiler alert, you kill off Gandalf and Boromir.
Right.
It's crazy. Like,
what if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Like, what else can happen? And really, they don't kill off many more people, but you know, they all kind of all rebound. Like, oh, I think they're dead. No, they're not dead. Oh, I think they're dead. They're not dead.
But yeah, but like, yeah, Boromir, you go to Rivendell, you go to, you know, what's it called? You know, both of the other elf kingdom, Lothlorien.
Yeah,
you know, woods. In the first movie, you see both of those.
And it is the scariest movie. It is the most tension filled. Like, Maeve was scaredest for sure in Fellowship, which makes it a good kind of thrilling movie.
Yeah, right.
Like, they build it up so well, and you don't know who's good and who's good bad, and it's really a great. I mean, we all know this, but it is a great. And the rest are great too, but they are great in their own way as being a, like I said. The adventure continues. The adventures, kind of then you're separating a lot and you're skipping around stories. I love a condensed story of just here's all the characters. They're all
everyone's
on screen
together. Yeah, right.
Yeah, yep. You keep it really tight and really focused on. Everyone knows what's going on. Later in the movies, even if you know the stories, you kind of go, oh yeah, they're there and they're kind of with this person. Oh, that's and they might meet. You know, you really start doing this.
Yeah,
too much mental math of where everyone is, even though it's not nearly as bad as like Game of Thrones. But
right,
you know,
yeah, but it's like because then like Merry and Pippin, they go to like Fangorn Forest and meet the Ents, and like and why is that important?
Right,
because then they're fighting against Isengard, and you know, like
which if you don't know, you know, when I first watched it, I'd never read the books. I was in I don't know, early high school, so I didn't know it. I was like, wait, there's this tower, and whose army is this? And you're trying to figure out.
Yeah.
Who's going
like, why
where?
Does it that matter when they're like, when they're just going to Mordor? Like, shouldn't they all be going to Mordor? Like,
right.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Then they go to Rohan. I just thought about that too. Like, there were no representatives from Rohan at Rivendell.
Yeah.
When they had the like talks.
Right.
And I guess that's because Theoden was like under control of Saruman.
Right. So they just weren't. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, like, what's his name? Éomer and his like loyal Rohirrim had already left Rohan because they realized that, you know, there was something weird with Theoden and
it's crazy. But the extended editions do add so much, and but I think as sit-alone movies, the way they were shown, I don't know if that's the best way to watch them or not. It's always always the conversation with director's cut. Director wants to if it's possible, he'll show you everything he did.
Yeah,
like I love all these scenes. You know, but it's like Lord of the Rings and Lord of the Rings with appendices and Silmarillion or whatever. It's like, yes, it's good to, if you're into it, you want to read it all.
Right.
But it's best just to read the original, like, chopped down, tight cut.
Right.
Because they're still long movies, but they trim the fat. They trim all the stuff that...
Yeah.
Doesn't it's not there's no side quests, but if you add the other things, there's side quests and there's extra little bits, which I like. Like seeing the hobbits having fun and being like goofy, which you know, some of the extra stuff shows that, like, oh, they were doing this and they had like a drinking game, and they, you know, as a fan, I want to see the extended editions, but I think maybe the movies are better for a non-fan, definitely,
as
to watch as the original, shorter, tighter version,
Right.
God bless you.
Did you get that?
I heard the.
Oh, you heard the intake. The intake. I thought I hit the mute button in time.
I was like, either you got a good point coming, or you're gonna sneeze. I don't know which one.
Mute. Yeah, it was. So I just actually listened. I think I might have mentioned this, but I was listening to the Fellowship of the Ring again, waiting on the next Game of Thrones book to come available on, you know, the my whatever the audio Libby or whatever for the, you know, local libraries. Yeah. But it's kind of interesting. They do talk about Tom Bombadil, who's like one of the like a fun character that's not in the movies, right, but they talk about him when they're at the meeting in Rivendell. They bring him up as like, maybe he should be here too. Like, why isn't he here? Because maybe he should have the ring. And I thought it was kind of cool. Like, I forgot about that from like, you know, I remember all the scenes of Tom Bombadil. He's like super cool and like, is it unaffected by the ring? You know, he puts it on and like doesn't make him disappear. And he like, he makes the ring disappear and then brings it back. Like,
oh yeah.
And he's just like joking about it. And, but they do talk about him more in the books at Rivendell. They're like, maybe he should be in this. Why isn't he in the meetings? Da, 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 da. I was like, oh, that's so cool. Like, it's cool that they all know about him. You know, it's more than just like, he's just like random character that's kind of a mystery. But
yeah,
it would be fun. Yeah, that's one of the, like, and obviously there are some characters that, or lots of characters that, you know, obviously can't make it into the movies. But I'm hoping, we'll see like what they do with the hunt for Gollum. That might be fun. That might be fun for them to,
yeah,
like,
you're bringing back some of the characters. Andy Serkis is directing it, so we'll see. I mean, that's a story I don't necessarily... It depends how you do it. Like, I don't really... Because it wasn't... They did find him, and they got some information on him, but that's all it's really said, kind of. You know, they all kind of go and find him, and then... But then he slips away again, so...
Yeah, but I know. Yeah, it's like, how exciting can that movie be?
I mean, because you know the ending again, right? And he's not, right? You didn't get all the information you needed, or maybe you did, but like,
yeah,
you know, I don't know. But if you just do a like, you could make it a tight little story with some adventure and some fights and stuff,
right?
And make it really, really beloved. Did I tell you about the last week? Maybe I didn't. Night of Seven Kingdoms.
I recommended to
watch it.
Yeah, when we last time we talked to you, recommended it, but it was just about to start.
I hadn't seen it.
Yeah, because then like 2 days later, you're like, oh, it is good.
Because we did talk about it, but I was like, oh, you need to watch it. You're like, I can't watch it, you jerk. And
that's right. Yeah, because I'm HBO.
It is so good. Speaking of a concise, tight, interesting story, just with good characters that you like.
Yeah.
It's really great.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of good stuff about it.
It's fast. They're all like, I think it was a 40-minute episode, but that's the longest. A lot of them are like 30 or 27. Hmm. So kind of old school 30-minute episodes, and there's only six. But apparently, what's his name wrote a bunch. There's a bunch of stories.
J.R.R.
Martin. Yeah, and the only
or that's Tolkien. No, what am I thinking?
Yeah,
George R.R. Martin. J.R.R.
J.K. Martin.
J.K. Tolkien, Rolkin, Jolkin. Martin.
Martin. Yeah, that guy. The Game of Thrones guy. But he wrote some, you know, a lot of like small little stories.
Other ones in the universe.
Here, and he was mentioned in Game of Thrones as like, I saw somewhere on Instagram where it's like when they mention him, it's like when they're reading the book about all the different knights.
Right.
And they're like, oh, this one has a few sentences, this has words. It's like, oh, this guy has four pages. He must have been a great knight or something. And then, and you know, whoever says like, oh, yeah, for sure. Like, that's the mention.
Yeah, right.
So there's apparently, there's a lot of stories.
Duncan the Tall. Yeah.
Dunk.
Yeah.
but it's actually really surprisingly funny. Like, it's funny and a little bit... Now, I've only... The second episode comes tonight, so it could get dark, which Game of Thrones can be funny, and then it can get dark real quick. Like, that's how it goes. But it was really great. And you could tell they, like, shot on locations, and they made... Like, a lot of stuff is in camera, and it's just a cool story with characters who like them.
Yeah.
For sure. You gotta watch it. I'll be watching it tonight, second episode.
Yeah, it looks cool. It looks, It looks very, like, gritty and, you know, kind of dirty, like the way you imagine. I mean, and that's kind of how Game of Thrones was, although like it was cleaned up a little bit because so much was like highborn, you know, so many things happened with like the highborn. But then when you did get into the lowborn stuff, you start to see some of that grittiness. And
that's cool. I watched actually because they did the same thing with House of Dragon. Where when the episode came out, they also have like a 15-minute making of episode.
Oh, nice! Yeah,
which I like. Like, I won't watch the previews for the next episode because I want to be surprised.
Right.
But I can't help but watch the making of episodes if they're out.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like it pulls me much out of the story. I mean, you start hearing about the actors and how they shot everything, but it kind of adds. For me, it actually adds. It's not pulling me out of the story.
Yeah.
It's adding like, oh, that town was whole, that was made. And when they show this, that bridge was actually put there over a river. Like, it just enhances it for me.
Well, yeah, it's because you are like, you appreciate filmmaking as a filmmaker, right? So, like, all that comes into it. So you will enjoy it more knowing some of that stuff.
Right.
Like, I love the story and I'm into it, but I also know the background of, like, how this is made and how, like, they'd, you know, because I think that stuff pulls you out of the story sometimes is when it's not done well, you know, there's too much CGI, you're like, now I'm out of the story because I understand what's going on. I don't like it. But then when they can really do stuff to make you get in, and then you're like, you like the idea behind it and you're staying in the story because it's all like there. Like,
because my mind goes to, like, isn't this great that they built something?
Yeah.
And then I also have the feeling of like, oh, I'd love to go there and experience it and see it. Then that just pulls you into it more as like just almost like a real life thing. Like, oh, I could actually go and see it. Like it existed as a real thing. That's great. Right. Like people made this great. It's like the best toy model ever. Mm-hmm. Like the city or whatever they did, you know.
Yeah.
Like a Renaissance festival place. Like, oh, this is cool that they actually built something. But anyway, that was great. So
nice.
Definitely watch that, folks, because it was really good. I told you, I was like, well, you gotta just buy it then. I was like, buy the month, or maybe wait until four episodes are out, or, you know.
Yeah.
Wait until you have a month left of episodes, which will be like next month, and then you can watch you can watch four and then watch the two when they come out.
Yeah, right. Not a bad idea.
It's really great. I'm very excited for it. Hopefully it stays up. But the main guy, the main character, and the kids, good. It just everyone's really good, and you can tell like a lot of love went into it.
I've seen a lot of there's been a lot of, you know, stuff on it on social media, on Instagram and Facebook and whatever, you know, like a lot of clips and a lot of like it's like there have been a few. There'll be like a voiceover from someone telling a story or something in the Game of Thrones, the original Game of Thrones series, and then see the things that they're referencing in the current show. You know, it's like blah 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 Baratheon was da 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 da. You know, and they're like, then they show that character or whatever. You know, it's like that's kind of fun. You know, there's like throwbacks to like this happened, you know, 100 years ago or whatever.
Right, and like you said, it is showing because everything else is the view of the richest people in this world.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
This is just kind of there's the Baratheons and some people who come in. I think most of it might take place in this joust tournament or something. I don't know. But they're just like everyone's showing up and how normal people are living, and they give it time, even though it's a short episode, it's just him getting around and doing this and where am I gonna put my horses and this and that. Like it's all kind of this is all like the lowborn stuff of how this world works, and that's so interesting and so approachable. It's not all don't have to be 10 layers of political theater or whatever it is. You know, it can just be characters you like doing something interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
right. And letting, because of like so much of Game of Thrones, like jumped around to these like big events, you know, it wasn't a ton of the, like, you don't hear, you do more in the books, but you don't really hear a lot of like the day-to-day, like what's happening, traveling. I mean, they do, they set you up, but so much of it is like this battle and this battle and this battle and this big thing happening, this big thing happening, and you know.
Yeah.
So then like it's cool to see this, like, you know, the story of Duncan the Tall and Egg, and you know, and like however many days the story takes, but they like spread that over, so you get the kind of the story of this traveling. And I think, I can't remember, I feel like I read the book. I feel like I read the story, but maybe not. I don't remember. But that's cool.
Yeah, I'm trying now. Now that, like we always say, now that I know I would like it or I want, I will be watching it. I'm like trying not to see anything other than the making of. But I don't want to, like, I see stuff. People having theories of, oh, who this person is, and I'm like,
No. Let me enjoy it first, buy it just by itself, and then I'll come back.
Who, the Angry Joe Show, right? They reviewed it. They loved it, too. But
Because
I'll usually, you know, anything pop, nerdy stuff, they usually do. So I'll watch it. They like it, but sometimes they'll show the trailer and whatever footage they can get over and over.
Right.
I'm like, ah, crap, I can't watch this because I don't want to see the interesting trailer clips of, you know, whatever happened. And then someone getting knocked over in a jousting tournament or someone, you know. And I'm like, well, I want to be taken on like a journey the way the people, if they're competent, it's best to do it how they want to show it to you. If they build it properly, like any good story.
Right. Yeah.
You know, but.
Nice. Yeah.
Man, nerd talk. Sorry, folks, if you don't like these shows, but.
This is what it is. You know, we talk about what we talk about.
Snow and nerds and.
Yeah.
Dust is. I don't know.
You've been. I'm 43 now.
Oh, birthday. Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. Dang, just 43. Turned 43. Holy man. That's crazy, right? My students are always like shocked that I am as old as I am. Maybe I had that baby face going for me, you know, my whole life.
I'm shocked that you're as old as you are.
Yeah. And you know, you've known me for 39 of those years, something like that. 38 and a half.
Yeah, our 40th anniversary is coming up.
So I had like 3 birthday parties, which was nice. Well, we went out with Kate, our friends Kate and Sean, our friend Andrew. We went out to a place last Sunday. I forget what it's called, but it's like called the Stratosphere or something, but it's an indoor, like, activities place. It's got bowling, and they have an arcade, and they have like VR, and they also have a 4D theater, you know, like with rumble seats and things, and
nice.
And they have axe throwing, and then they have this whole area that's all like astroturf, and it's called the lawn. So they have like you know, they have like bocce and cornhole, and you know, and it's all, there's bars and stuff, and it's pretty cool. So we went and we bowled and we did arcades for, you know, a couple hours or whatever. So they had a deal. It's on, oh, it was Monday because it was Martin Luther King Day because we had off. On Monday, it's $20 for an hour of bowling and half an hour in the arcade, like all you can play.
Yeah.
So it was like a crazy deal, you know. Oh, and it also includes lunch.
Oh, whoa. $20.
Yeah. So you get like a meal as well.
Really?
That's nuts. Yeah. Yeah. It's so cheap. It's crazy. So we did that. And then my actual birthday, we were going to go out to dinner on my birthday, but then Corinne forgot her canvases at school, so she wasn't able to do her homework on Wednesday night, so she had to do it on Thursday night because it was due on Friday, and Thursday was my birthday, so we didn't go out. But we did stop on the way home at Wegmans at the grocery store, and we got stuff to make pad thai, homemade pad thai, which we've had before. So, and it was also, that was crazy because Thursday when we went to the grocery store, and this is just this past Thursday, it was already like devastated. Like everything was gone. Oh, like the shelves were bare, you know, not bare, but you know, like all the milk, all the eggs, all like all that stuff was all gone.
Bananas.
Bread was gone.
How hard it's been to find bananas?
Exactly. Like produce.
My kids eat. Yeah, banana every day.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like we, you know, and it's like the stuff we were getting for pad thai is like rice noodles, you know, scallions, you know, green onions, bean sprouts, and like cilantro and eggs. Like that's, you know, it's kind of, we had some eggs. We're like, well, let's get some more eggs. They were like, cilantro was gone, no green onions, no potatoes, no onions. Like everything was gone in the produce. We're like, man, what the heck? What are people making during like a snowstorm? Like fresh produce.
Yeah. I'm surprised the bananas, like you can't hoard bananas.
I know. Yeah, right,
you can
exactly.
You get 2 bunches or whatever you call them. And that's it. They won't go bad.
Yeah, unless you have like 4 people eating a banana a day. Right.
Bananas, like, no one hoards. Everyone gets one. You know, you get like 6 bananas, 7 bananas at a time, you're done.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I had to steal some cilantro because there was none. Well, there was like the bin where there was cilantro, all the like bundles were all gone, uh-huh. and there was just like some dregs in the bottom. So I just reached in and grabbed like a small handful and just tossed it in the bottom of my bag.
This is shrubbery.
I was like, all of this is like all of the bundles have been purchased, right? So they're not losing any money, and then whatever's left, like these random scraps in the bottom, they're gonna throw away. Sweep up. I was like, I'm not gonna pay for like. 14 like little bits of cilantro, which is all I needed because to put on the top of the pad thai, which is it's important. It's a good addition to pad thai.
Some things are okay. I steal paper bags at every store I can possibly get away with it. Oh, it's my own little protest. My own
protest.
Protest for Maryland banning bags.
You steal paper bags. You're like, I'm taking one.
How many bags you got? Zero.
I'm not paying 5 cents. Zero. That's funny.
If they want to stop me, I'll dig in my pocket and pull out a nickel and just throw it at their forehead. Is this what you want?
Here's a nickel.
Take your dirty money. Here's your nickel.
It's your protest for no plastic bags.
That's right.
Yeah, but so on Thursday night on my birthday, we had homemade pad thai, which was really good. And then on Friday, we went to an opening for artwork that Nicole had in a show at Micah, which was cool. Yeah. And then afterward, we went out to dinner, which was really nice. So I had like three birthdays in one. It was good. Good
happy
stuff.
Birthday.
And now I get a couple of days off of school as well to add to the birthday weekend. Nice. We'll see. Baltimore County, who is like, we live in Baltimore County, but I work in Baltimore City. Baltimore County already has off Monday and Tuesday.
I already have to, I do and I don't. staying home from going to Scott's because the kids are off tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Like I said, like I already said, Caitlin's got to go in. But,
right.
Yeah. And then Tuesday too, but it's kind of up to the daycare whether they want to, they don't have to listen to those type of rules. They usually will, and I'm sure they're getting paid either way.
Yeah, right.
So they probably will just take off, but we'll see. But yeah, it's hopefully the power stays on. I'm going to go watch a movie with the wife, and then after that I might watch Night of the Seven Kingdoms.
Nice.
That's 10 o'clock that comes on.
Nice. So 10 o'clock, that's when it's live?
Yeah.
That's like the new episode. Dang, that's crazy.
I think Game of Thrones used to be 9, so there must be something on at 9 before it, and then they're on at 10.
What does that even mean? Like, you can access it at 10?
Yeah.
Like, that's when
So if it's...
Because it's not live, but it's
when it starts on HBO,
right,
then they let you have access to it. So
Right.
Cool.
Last thing about my birthday. So Nicole told me a couple days before my birthday, she was like, I want to tell you kind of about your birthday present, but it's not really a birthday present, but it is. And she was like, I want to get you the mini split for your shop. And I was like, okay. So she was like, we need to look into it and let's do it. Let's just bite the bullet and buy it since we haven't heard anything back from Mr. Cool, who I reached out to. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay. So I started looking around a little bit and, we're kind of looking about like somewhere between like $500 and $700, trying to aim in that area. They have ones available in that price range. So I'm looking and then I was like, well, let me just send a message one last time to the guys on Instagram, Mr. Cool's Instagram.
Yeah.
So I shoot him a message and I'm like, hey, I'm about to buy another mini split system. I need to get it going. And I want to like have this content for my channel and I'm going to put it up, So I was like, but I just want to reach out one more time just in case, cause I haven't heard anything back from the social media people. Cause like the person who I reached out to through their Instagram, like a direct message, they actually got back to me really quickly when I first sent the first message.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I'll just reach out to them again. Cause I just said, hey, can you like send me the contact information or the email or something for this person so I can reach out to them before I buy a different one? I was like, I'd like to work with you guys because why not? I like your stuff. Like, I've seen a lot of good things on it and I'd be happy to work with someone and like benefit, let us both benefit. Mm-hmm. So he got back to me and he was like, hey, thanks so much. He's like, sorry about the delay or whatever. He's like, but I looked into, we looked into it and we don't see an application from you in the system. He's like, in November, we were switching over from one system to another system, so maybe it got somehow lost in the mix or whatever. But he was like, you know, if you want to, you know, put the information back in, we'll get it going again for you. I was like, all right, cool. So I was like, you know, do you want to send me the new link or should I use the other link? And so he sent me a new link and I went through the system and, you know, put all the information in, and then it was a little different. And then within like a few minutes, I got an email back from them saying like, hey, you know, on the email saying we received your application. Mm-hmm. We'll get back to you in 2 weeks, which I never got before. Mm. So I don't know if I like didn't finish it all the way or if it just didn't go through all the way last time or not. Right. So then Nicole was like, well, if you're going to get a mini split for free, then I got to get you something else for your birthday. I was like, ha-ha, yes.
You're like, it better be $500 worth.
I know, right? Well, she said that. She was like, you know, maybe you can spend up to that much if you want. And I was like, I actually have my eye. Like, I've been thinking a lot recently, and I told you about the enamel stuff. Did I tell you about that, how we got the supplies to do enameling? Yeah. Well, I've been looking at, for the last, like, I don't know, maybe 10 years, I have been kind of keeping my eye out for a oxyacetylene torch system, you know, to have like an actual torch for blacksmithing and for metalworking, all that stuff, you know, to be able to really heat up like, you know, a spot really red hot. Because I use the propane torch and it works okay, but it's not like as good as an oxyacetylene system. Mm. There have been a couple of them that I've like almost got on, you know, Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist or something, but they've fallen through for one reason or another. So they have kind of like a small systems where it's like two small bottles, you know, one for oxygen, one for acetylene at Harbor Freight. And I think it's like $180 or $170, which is a little steep, you know, for me just to buy when I can almost do everything without that system, you know, like,
yeah.
So that's what I told her. I was like, well, that's kind of what I'm looking at. So I'm waiting to hear back from Mr. Cool, but if they do get back to us and they want to work with us, then it'd be great. And then I will, get an oxyacetylene torch system as well. So we'll see.
Nice.
But yeah, so, but I appreciate the guys from Mr. Cool just like being, you know, for at least their person who is responding to the social media stuff, they are like pretty quick and responding and like seem helpful and they like want to do, you know, they want to help out. So they're pretty good people over there as far as I can tell. So we'll see.
Nice.
It would be nice.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, should we do some recommendations?
Yeah, I watched last night. I watched it live-ish. What's the guy's name? There's a movie called Free Solo. The guy, what's his name?
Yeah. It's Andrew something or whatever. I know you're talking about the climber.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Hang on, what's his name? Alex Honnold.
Yeah.
So anyway, he climbed Taipei 101.
That's crazy. Live,
and he did it in about an hour and 45 minutes, which is, I mean, that's crazy. One of the tallest.
Yeah, like 90 stories or something or whatever it is.
So I watched the first like 45 minutes, and then I watched like the last 30 because I was doing something else. And it was really good. And, well, no, let me take it back. The production was weird, and some of the commentary is dumb. You know, like, they're just trying to fill time. You know, Alex is doing this and this and blah, blah, blah. But just seeing him climb it, it's really interesting to see. So you can, like, maybe fast forward through, like, different parts and, like, see what's going on. What was I going to say about... Oh, realizing how big Taiwan, like, that city... That Taipei's in. What's is that? What
is that? Taipei is in Taiwan, right? In that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. The amount of buildings are absolutely incredible. I mean, you only got so much room because it's an island.
Yeah.
But like the views in that broadcast were amazing because the camera guys are basically on wires, hanging out over the building, pulling the, like being pulled upwards.
That's crazy.
Like, they had a bunch of mounted cameras, too. You know, he'd get to certain sections, and they'd have, like, robo-cams, or they'd have, like, a camera crew. But there were, like, two separate camera guys being wired up.
I was wondering about that, like, how they got some of those shots.
Crazy. But it was crazy. The shots were amazing. Like, more just them, me being like, holy cow, how'd they get these, like, awesome shots? Let me see if I can... I took a few pictures. Oh, I sent them to Guy last night.
Was that live on YouTube or whatever? Or where did you watch it?
Live on Netflix.
On Netflix, okay.
So you can go back and watch the rebroadcast and just watch, like, you know, just go and watch the highlights. Send this to you real quick just so you can take a peek at what I'm talking about. But, like, amazing views. And the third image I showed you, well, but actually the first image, if you zoom in on and see how the buildings just go back and back and back.
Oh, yeah, jeez. Like,
I mean, that's just one side of the city. It just goes, it just fills a whole valley. You know, you're like, how big is this city? But like the second one I sent you, like, look at that view. So the one side is mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Like, jeez. Really cool stuff.
Yeah.
Well, but man, anyway,
it's crazy.
It's an interesting watch. So check it out.
Wild. Yeah, I've been seeing a bunch of stuff post about that today. It's crazy.
It was cool. He's the man. It was great.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he did Freeze Hollow like 10 years ago, right?
So, right.
It's like,
so he's,
it's not like he's like a young dude. He's got to be getting older.
I think
now.
He's probably he's 40, so he did it
yeah.
as a 40-year-old. And he did it. I mean, he made it look easy.
That's crazy. I know, yeah. He's like close to the top, and he's still just like, doo-doo-doo, just climbing along.
Yeah, I think
once,
he was like, oh, my arm's a little tired, but he like just kept going. He wouldn't stop for long.
Yeah.
You know, he'd get to a spot and rest and maybe clean his shoes and his hands a little bit.
Yeah,
you know, right. And then he would boom, back up. He'd be climbing.
That's wild. Wild stuff. Crazy. Cool. Well, my recommendation this week is Brandon Roost from Whiskey River Trading Company. He has a his Instagram, his like personal Instagram is he just changed. It used to be something whatever Brandon, but now he changed it recently to Buckaroost, like Buckaroo, but R-O-O-S-T, so at Buckaroost. And he posted a video or a comment or something the other day. Hold on one second. It was a couple days ago, and he said, like, beware of exploding trees. And I was just like, because of, you know, I guess in Wisconsin where he is, you know, trees can explode if they, in winter, when it gets really cold for a really long time, because the amount of moisture inside will, like, make them explode. Or if I can see where I posted that. I don't know how many days ago it was. But just today, he posted a video of him chopping wood and a tree exploding in the background. And it's perfect. It's like he's in a, it's almost like he's in a forest of like a controlled forest, you know, because all the like pine trees are like in lines. And he's like in between two lines of trees and just like exactly in the background behind him in this like tree, it like explodes behind him. And it's like in the middle of the picture in the background. And like, I think, so this is my thought. Either it was an amazing coincidence and he just caught it on camera and he had set up in the middle of this like line of trees with this great like 1-point perspective leaning back into space because it was a cool shot, which it could have been. Yeah. And he's just chopping wood like in the middle and he's chopping wood in the middle of the shot. Or he set up in this shot and is chopping wood and put a piece of dynamite or something in the tree in the background to explode because that's what it sounds like. But it's like this crazy video of him chopping wood and then the tree in the background just explodes and it sounds like a gunshot. You know, it sounds like a shotgun right next to you or something, or dynamite in the background. And he's like, no way. And he like grabs his camera and he walks back there and shows it and the tree's all like exploded. Yeah. And like, it's just crazy because he just posted about it, you know, a few days ago. It was like, beware of, you know, exploding trees in Wisconsin. And it's
that's
wild.
A reel?
It's a reel, yeah. It's like, it's his second to last reel.
It's not a reel. It's a reel?
It's real, yes. It's a real video of him in, like, chopping wood and the tree explodes in the background. You know, it's like 100 yards or maybe like 60 yards or so behind him.
Mm.
But you hear him just like, it just explodes. It's crazy. So,
I think we should do a follow up thing where something weird that shouldn't explode explodes.
Yeah,
like a piece of wood on your fence. And now, if the wood comes from a certain tree, it could explode.
Yeah, right, exactly.
That's wild.
Yeah,
cool.
So check it out. It's a crazy video, and I'm not sure. I'm assuming it was real, but, you know, but it could also have been just like Brandon.
You
can
do AI
fun,
too.
You know? Yeah, right. It could be. Who knows? But like his Instagram has like blown up crazy. He also had like some stuff go viral, and he's went from like 4,000 followers to over 100 in the last like month. So yeah. Pretty cool. Nice. But cool. All right. Well, that's it for now. Check out those things. Check out what is it called? A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms.
Yeah.
Yeah, and hopefully all those people out there, everyone south of us, Maryland is safe and staying warm, and hopefully everybody's electric. And
may your power stay on.
Yeah, yeah. All right, guys. Well, thanks for hanging out with us. You can check out things that Devin and I post on Instagram at The Art of Craftsmanship and at The Art of Camera Guy. You can head over to YouTube and check out what we're doing there. Check out the videos. We have some stuff coming up, so keep your eye out for that. And then if you want to support the channel further, you can go to patreon.com/theartofcraftsmanship, and you can support the channel there as well. All right. All right, everybody. Well, thank you all for hanging out with us. Devin, always a pleasure.
All right, brother.
Everybody else, thanks for listening, and we will talk to you next time.